T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A tragic start to Easter Sunday yesterday in Sri Lanka, with attacks that have killed over 300 people, we are told, more than 500 people in the hospital, and it was big and coordinated. Ed Terzansky is a senior fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, former intelligence officer and Bush administration advisor. And Ed, let's start with the facts. What do you know about what took place in Sri Lanka yesterday?
John, as you said, coordinated bombings, 6 of them taking places in luxury hotels and churches. Bombs going off roughly at the same time, which had been very much the Al-Qaeda playbook from years ago. And so far, suspicion is on Sri Lankan Muslim group called the National Tawhid Jamaat, NTJ. However, all of this does appear to have the hallmarks of the kind of coordinated, sophisticated attacks that were not the fingerprint of Muslim groups in Sri Lanka. It looks like this is some help from abroad to pull off these attacks. And also, we are told that the Ministry of Police had information about this 10 days ago. What we don't know is what they did with that information. So if the alarm doesn't sound, you certainly don't have security in place. But as you said from the outset, this is just horrific.
Yeah. I should mention that the government of Sri Lanka, at least the tourism minister officially, one of my clients back when I was doing public relations work, so I spent some time there, they were relieved that their civil war that had raged on for more than 3 decades had finally ended, and Sri Lanka is beginning, up until yesterday at least, to make the lists of exotic places that are untouched that tourists would want to visit. Now, I was never delusional when I was over there that there weren't still people who were trying to topple the government and do damage, but they had largely been eradicated or pushed underground. You think this is indicative of violence to come?
Unfortunately, it is. And it's part of a pattern of attacks against Christians worldwide. But just to stick to Sri Lanka for a moment, so you have 70% of the country are Buddhists, and they and the Hindu minority, which is the largest minority, as you said, were tied up in this horrific civil war that killed more than 100,000. There's a smaller Muslim population, and the smallest population is Christian. There is some thinking, and I think we've got to be really careful because it's so early on. There's some thinking that, first of all, there are forces outside the country who would love to see a worldwide campaign of attacks against Christians and other non-Muslims because it feeds their fantasy worldview. But also within Sri Lanka, there's the notion that maybe the government let this happen because it clears the path for them to deal with a very problematic Muslim minority, and the government can assert powers which already has. It shut down social media. So we are very early on in all of this. The only thing you can say, however, is that the condemnation of this is couched in the terms that we condemn attacks on people of all faiths.
Why is everybody so scared to call it what it is? I'm puzzled.
Yeah, well, because I think for the same reasons when an American member of Congress says 9/11 was some guys doing some things. Mm. And there is an instant rebuke from her side of the aisle and a punishment. You lose your position on Foreign Relations Committee. That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So there are certain, even in tweets of condolences, the word Christian didn't make it into
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both saying Easter worshipers instead of Christians. And that's an odd choice of words. It's very deliberate.
Well, it is. And it's a politicized choice of words. Mm-hmm. So, look, if we're looking at worldwide, the largest number of worshipers being killed, they are Christians. Now, Christians have always been an easy mark because of what the faith calls for. At some point, you stop turning cheeks because you're out of cheeks. And again, this is all very early on, but I think there are forces that go far beyond Sri Lanka who are interested in fomenting hatred toward Christians and provoking responses, which is why this really is going to take clear thinking and speaking, as we both just said. Call things by the real name.
Intellectual honesty is really important here.
Spot on.
And you know, to be clear to this audience, I don't want anybody to ever misunderstand what I'm advocating. It's not to go after innocent people people or round anybody up, but we have to be honest about what's happening internationally and domestically.
If you can't call it by its real name, you'll never understand what the problem is, and then you can't deal with it effectively. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought it bizarre that people who are responsible for acts of violence who are Islamists, you can't even use that term because people say you're condemning all of Islam. No, you're not. You're calling out the bad portion of it.
Yeah.
And the bad portion, unfortunately, keeps on growing and it becomes more lethal over time.
That's the problem. It is a growing threat, that element.
Certainly is.
Yeah. Ed Terzansky, Senior Fellow with the Foreign Policy Research Institute. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
John, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.